This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Gwen and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Top five characters, Scorpion.
Get over here.
And Chris Ello.
In the audio. My goodness gracious. Can we start the show over again, please?
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Gwen and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Into the 3 o'clock hour, we go Daily Gambit up next as we sift our way through this four-hour show. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Frank Marchese in for Matthew Scraby, who is spending some time in Iowa, I believe.
You know where he is today, Tony?
Where's he at today?
And where he was scheduled to be today.
Where's that?
As a matter of fact, I think we should just call him right now and see how he's doing. I believe he's at Wrigley Field.
Oh, that's right.
I believe he's going to be at Wrigley Field tonight, seeing the Cubs and the Twins. He's very excited about that. We should maybe send him a text or something, make sure he's doing all right.
Speaking of the NL Central, I thought I saved this one for you over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
This player has an active 21-inning scoreless streak. He's allowed just one run in 33 innings over his last five starts, and he has the third lowest batting average against among qualified starters. Can you guess who that might be?
I can't.
It's your favorite, Hunter Green.
Hunter Green? I knew he would do this as soon as I got him off my fantasy team.
He is on what they call a heater.
He's on a roll. Blake Snell is another guy that seems to be pitching awfully well.
Poor
here
Blake.
All of a sudden.
So,
and he had to, you know what? The guy pitched a no-hitter and he was under siege. Like, people were like all over his case. You know, you've never pitched past the seventh inning before.
I know.
Yeah, you know what? I was aware of that. Thank you. How about me celebrating the fact that I got a no-hitter tonight? Oh, no. I want to talk about the fact you'd never pitched past the seventh inning before.
That's how they do, my man Blake, man.
Blake was like incredulous with everybody.
It's funny. One of the games I did on TV in June, randomly, like a week later, I get a text on my phone from Blake. And I forget how it came up. I think Don and I were talking about, I think it was about walking hitters on purpose. And I made the point that, you know, because Don made the point that Blake walked a lot of dudes. I was like, yeah, but I don't know that he was walking them on purpose, though. And so I got a text from him, and he said, hitters that hit him well, I walk on purpose. The others, it just happens. Ha, ha, ha. I said, LOL. He says, you got your ears to the ground, huh? I didn't think he was listening. He said, just because I'm gone doesn't mean I'm not watching the team. He said San Diego. Basically, he was saying San Diego was a very special place to him. So he's still watching everything that goes down here. And so happened to be watching him throw that no-hitter the other day. He completes it. I think everybody was pretty excited for him in the booth. And then I'm watching him do the post-game interview. And I'm watching these guys come from behind him. They got the big ice chest.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this isn't going to end well. Usually you got the regular kind of drinking chest that everybody has, the Gatorade chest, right? This was like the ones you stick bottles of water in, the long one. And, man, I thought they were going to concuss him, man. They almost knocked Blake out trying to dump the water on him, and the lid came down and cracked him on his head, and you could see in his face he wanted to be upset, but he was also doing like a live interview, so he kind of had to like play it off like it didn't bother him. But I sent him a text. I said, "I hope your head is all right, man. That didn't look like it was too comfortable."
Yeah, and it looked cold.
It did look
a little
cold.
Chilly
in Cincinnati, though. I'm sure it probably felt good knowing how thick and humid that place gets. All right, we got a Daily Gambit coming your way. Let's get to it.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Frank's going to do the Daily Gambit today, from what I understand. Frank, you got a bunch of stuff for us to
I got a couple. I
take
a look
at?
Couple of things here for you guys.
Because we didn't do anything on Friday.
That's what I was waiting for. And I,
yeah, we didn't.
I'm like, okay.
We didn't do anything. I did notice that Scraby in the Big Five on Friday had a big thing about, Adam did, about whether we were going to pick Novak Djokovic or
Alcaraz
in the gold medal final. Both Tony and I picked Alcaraz.
We were both wrong.
Yeah, Djokovic won it. Won his gold medal. Not bad. The golf was incredible. Scottie Scheffler, number one player in the world, shoots a 62.
My guy.
Your former playing partner.
That's right.
Shoots a 62 to beat everybody. Like, everyone was in this. Schauffele was leading into going into the final round, trying to make it back-to-back gold medals. But the golf was good, too. Anyway.
All right, so...
Yeah, so we didn't really have much to much going on in the pick department Friday.
Don't really have much here, especially when the whole sports world
stops. I know,
stops
it's kind of quiet.
Olympics.
Yeah.
We're going to focus mainly on over-unders here today. First one is going to be baseball. Boston Red Sox coming in at 59-51 versus the Kansas City Royals, who are 63-50. Over-under for this game is 9.5. Red Sox are 3-2 in their last five. The Royals are 4-1 in their last five. But here's why I picked this game. The Red Sox on the road are 32-23. The Royals at home are 36-22. So a good
Red Sox have been
team,
good on the road this
a
year.
A good road team against a good home team.
Yeah, Red Sox have been good on the road. So what are we doing?
9.5.
Over under.
Nine and a half. Who's pitching in the ball game, Frank?
Who is pitching?
Do we need
James Paxton makes, I believe, his first start as a Red, and Brady Singer, who is 8-6 with a 2.88
This
ERA.
Is an under then.
The one thing I forgot to write down was the pitching.
Well, that's not important. When you're doing an over-under.
Well, you know.
I'm going to say under.
All right, so Tony, Chris is going under, Tony.
I'm going to say under as well.
Under!
You see, I can't win unless I go over.
So
oh, you're going to try to win?
I'll go under.
Ah.
All right, so the second one will be the Philadelphia Phillies.
This is another good matchup tonight.
66-45. Aaron Nola on the mound there for the Phillies with against the L.A. Dodgers in L.A., 65-47, facing Tyler Glass. Now, I looked that up while I was getting ridiculed for the last one.
Smart, Frank, smart.
Over,
good
under,
adjustment.
Over under is 7.5 runs, 7.5. Phillies are 2-8 in their last 10. They just broke a six-game losing streak yesterday in Seattle. The Dodgers are 5-5 in their last 10 and just took 2 out of 3 at the Coliseum.
Neither of them have, and that's 3-0-8. So usually by this time, lineups are starting to get posted. Neither of these teams have a lineup up yet. And so, you know, Dodgers could be getting some guys back today.
Freddie Freeman is rumored to be coming back this week, if not tonight.
So that means the Dodgers got to make moves to get guys off of the roster or send them down so that others can now be on. I'm going to go, what was the number?
7.5, 7.5.
And it's Nola against Blasnow, right?
4-3. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take the under on that.
You take under?
Yeah.
Glasnow's been very mediocre of late. If even mediocre is fair, he's even just been worse than mediocre. Nola's been hit and miss. I'll go over.
I am going to take the over as well on this one. I have a feeling that if someone's going to get knocked around, it's probably going to be Nola just because of how bad the Phillies have been recently. But also, if there's a team that's going to bust out and really have a big offensive game, it's probably the Phillies.
I hope both of you guys are wrong and it's under so I can win.
All right, so to the Olympics. U.S. women's soccer will take on Germany tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on the USA Network and Peacock. The U.S. women have won four of their last five meetings against Germany, including a 4-1 win last Saturday, not this most recent Saturday, the last one. Over under on goals here, 2.5. Chris, we'll start with you.
3-4 nationally ranked here. I think they're right next to each other.
I think so, yeah.
Soccer?
Yes, women's soccer.
Yeah. 2.5?
2.5.
Goals. 2.5.
Under.
Under.
Soccer, isn't it? Yeah, they'll win 2-0.
Okay. Tony?
I mean, Tony's daughter's not playing. Under. Tony's daughter's in the lineup. I might think it over, but
I'm going to say over.
I'm taking over as well. The U.S. women can really...
Really?
They can really play. Like, if
you
needed.
Know this?
Trinity Robbins' goal. To
that
get
was
him
a beautiful
to, that
thing.
That was sick.
That was a beautiful goal. No question about that.
All right, so sticking with women's soccer, Brazil versus Spain. Again, it's an over-under of 2.5. That game is tomorrow at 12 p.m. on and Peacock. Spain is 2-1-2 against Brazil in their last five meetings, including a 2-0 win on Wednesday.
Exclamation mark. I was like, what? Then I had to see it. Okay, I got you.
Including a 2-0 win on Wednesday over Brazil. So, Tony, Spain or Brazil, over under?
Well, over under. I haven't seen these two teams play. So
neither
I'm less
have I.
So I'm going to say under.
Okay. We'll go with under.
Go with the
Chris.
Standard. You have to go under.
I always go under, so I'll do it.
I was say, you can't go
I
over.
Was thinking about it just for fun. But
I'm going to take the over just to be different.
Yeah, good.
I'm channeling my inner Scraby, and I feel like he would have done that. U.S. men's basketball, this is the last one, against Brazil. U.S. men are 3-0. Brazil is 1-2. This game will be tomorrow on Peacock.
But this is an elimination game.
Yes, this is a quarterfinal.
How did Brazil get in with 1-2? I guess I don't. I don't keep that close of tabs on the Olympic round robin fair, but I just thought maybe you'd have to go a little better than 1-2 to make it into the knockout stage, but
that's,
apparently not.
That game will be on Peacock tomorrow at 12:30. Brazil lost to Germany and France by 13 and 12, and they beat Japan.
Oh, that makes sense. They're in the medaling rounds right now.
The quarterfinal.
So, you know, I think USA finished with the best record, so you get to face the worst teams.
Yeah, so it'd be
on your way to facing some of the tougher ones.
Mm-hmm. And they just came off a win against Japan, 102-84. U.S. has beaten Serbia, South Sudan, and Puerto Rico, each by 17 points or more. The line for this game, U.S. is favored by 26.5.
Take Brazil.
Chris is going Brazil. Tony?
Under.
You're going under on a 26.5 line?
You got to give 26.5 points or take it.
I switched it up.
Oh.
We're on the line here.
So I got to do what now?
U.S. is favored by 26.5.
I'll take Brazil.
He's taking it, too.
I think you're going to win by like 20, and you're going to get to 26.5.
Got it.
I'm going to go with Brazil as well, because the U.S. has not beaten anyone in this tournament yet by 26.5 points. So I'm going to take...
They're getting better, though. Brazil. I get it. Steve Kerr is getting a better feel for
they're
this
playing,
team.
They're playing good. It's 20.
Yeah.
It's a lot of points.
And apparently Durant is still going to be coming off the bench from what I just saw.
Yeah, it sounds like he's going to be coming off the bench for the rest of this tournament.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's all I got for you.
I got
you guys
one more game
today
to take a look at tonight.
All right.
Just for fun.
Okay.
In Oakland tonight, Chicago White Sox.
Looking for 21.
They're trying to tie the American League record.
I was going to do this, but I put it in
the... Oh, you got it. Oh, it's in the Big Five or something?
It's in the Big Five.
All right, we'll talk about it later, but... Yeah.
I had the game written in. I was starting to write it out.
Yeah.
I'm like...
I didn't know you had it in the Big Five.
I got it in the Big Five. All right. We'll leave it out.
We'll save the White Sox till then. But they got a chance to make some history tonight.
They do.
Not the kind of history you want to make.
Not
but
what they want to make.
They could definitely make some. All right, let's get to break. On the other side, what do we got? Let's see.
Oh, we have traffic. I know that.
We definitely got traffic on the way out. But on the way back, how about some NFL training camp update?
I like that.
It's about that time.
Oh,
we just sent out the fantasy stuff.
Out.
Let's do a training camp update when we return. Here's some traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 321 is the time. NFL season's coming up. Got my fantasy football league, the commissioner, reset our league today. That commissioner is Tony Gwynn Jr., And so I'm really happy with him right now because that's a happy time to get that email to know that fantasy football is indeed right around the corner. There's really not a whole lot new in the NFL today. Maybe one note of interest. Harrison Butker is now the NFL's richest kicker. I don't really feel like getting into Harrison Butker right now because he seems to open up a can of worms. Not really in the mood. So
you don't want to go that route.
Not really. No. Good for Harrison Butker. I'm glad he's making a lot of money. But I thought this would be fun, Tony, since you are the fantasy football commissioner, and I think we kind of get people in the mood. I got right here, according to Mike Clay, ESPN senior writer, the top 15 picks in this year's draft.
Fantasy draft. Okay.
How many do you think you can name?
Top 15.
Top 15. There are 8 wide receivers and 7 running backs.
Jettis, Jefferson.
There are no quarterbacks in the top 15. So who'd you start with? Jefferson?
Yes.
He's the number 5 wide receiver this year, according to this.
My man for the Raiders, Adams, Devontae.
Devontae Adams did not make it.
Oh.
Slipping down to the number 10 wide receiver this year. I assume that's because...
Jamar?
Because they don't like the quarterback situation with the Raiders.
Chase?
Jamar Chase is one of the receivers, yes. That is correct.
Mr. Hill? Tyreek?
Tyreek Hill is one of the receivers. He's number 2 on the receiver list.
About Saquon?
Saquon Barkley. Saquads.
Saquads.
Number 5
his teammate, A.J. Green.
Now with the Philadelphia Eagles, A.J. Brown, you mean?
Brown.
Yeah, A.J. Brown,
Green.
Yes. He is
one of the colors.
Yes,
green.
He's there. Brown. He's one of the wide receivers. You're doing pretty good. He's missed only one so far.
That's five?
I don't know. You're going so fast, I'm not really keeping track.
Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey is number. Here's how he lists Christian McCaffrey. He goes for, here's our cheat sheet for the year at this point. Number one, Christian McCaffrey. Then there is a whole nother paragraph before he even listens.
Number two.
List number two through eight. So Christian McCaffrey is so far and away the number one choice that, yeah, he has his own category. I'm shocked at who the number two and three pick are overall. At least, you know, just right now, not saying they shouldn't be.
Is Henry on that list?
Derrick Henry didn't make it. He's 24th, 10 running back. Not quite. You're going top seven running backs, top eight receivers. Right now you got the one running back. You don't have the two or three running back yet. And these guys are a little surprising. You got Barkley, who's number five. Two and three. Who do you think the next, according to this, Frank, you can guess if you want. Who do you think the best two running backs are behind Christian McCaffrey right now? Stop working, Frank. This is not a work show. You don't work on this show.
What are you working for?
Yeah, oh God. Pay attention. Stop working.
Man, why can't I think of
who are your next two
right now?
I know. You're going to be shocked when I tell you who the two and three running backs are. But, you know, you better know out there. You might end up with the second or third pick in your draft. You may have to take one of these guys.
I can't see Derrick Henry being.
No, he's not.
I said him
not.
Already. Okay. Against him.
Yeah, so far we've got McCaffrey number one.
Saquon and
we've got Saquon number five. That's it in the running back department.
I can't even think
it's
of
wide
a running
open.
Back right now.
How about if I give you the team?
Give me the team.
The number seven running back is a Ram.
Oh.
Does that help you?
No.
Kyren Williams. Do you even know who that is?
I heard. I knew he was good for them a little bit last year, right? Or is he a rookie?
No, Kyren Williams. He scored some touchdowns last year. Number six running back is a Lion.
Boy, I bet he is.
Oh, Montgomery,
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Oh,
that's just
man.
Showing how far we got to get back into the fantasy mode, right?
I was just telling somebody I've done no homework.
Yeah.
To
number
begin
five
this year.
Running back is an Eagle. We said Saquon Barkley. Number four is a Colt.
Oh, I had him last year.
Your guy didn't do you much good last year.
He didn't do jack for me last year.
Didn't do jack.
I can't even remember his
You're
name
You're so
now.
Mad at him. Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor, yes.
Okay, here's the number three running back is a Falcon.
No way. It's not the rookie from last year, is it?
Yes, Bijan Robinson. That's who they have number three. And number two running back is a Jet.
Oh, it's the young kid.
The fast kid.
Gosh, what's his name?
Breece Hall.
Breece Hall.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's kind of interesting. It's, you know, they changed so quickly, right? Top receivers in order. Number one, CeeDee Lamb. Number two, Tyreek Hill. Ja'Marr Chase. Number three, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Number
it's so
four,
funny to me that CeeDee has just skyrocketed up everybody's board now.
CeeDee Lamb, yeah. So
interesting.
Puka Nacua is in the top 15, along with Garrett Wilson of the Jets. Every time I look up Garrett Wilson of the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, the Jet quarterback, are screaming each other during practice.
So they talked a little bit about this, both of them.
Yes.
And
they say there's nothing to it.
They said that they actually weren't yelling at each other. Although my man was upset. He wasn't upset with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers was trying to play peacemaker, apparently. He was upset with one of the DBs. There had been a little pushing and shoving, and he was kind of venting to Mr. Rodgers.
So same old Jets is what you're saying.
Yeah, same old Jets. It just wasn't Aaron and my guy. Garrett Wilson, yeah.
I just foresee a train wreck with the Jets this year.
I don't. I think this is
going to work out.
You think it's
going to
work out
somehow? It's going to work itself out, and Aaron Rodgers is going to be peaceful and peacemaker.
I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is going to be peaceful
and tremendous
or peacemaker. I don't know that that's ever been the case, but he's won a Super Bowl and a couple MVPs with chaos.
He won a Super Bowl in 2010. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's 14 years later. He still is Aaron Rodgers, but he is a royal pain in the rear.
You know what the best part?
If
you
ask me,
you know what the best part about that prediction is that he just made. You don't need a crystal ball to decipher a disaster for the Jets. All you need is a pebble.
Well, first of all, you're a New Yorker, so
I'm a Giant fan
you want to see their demise.
Yeah.
We have been worse than them.
Yes, you guys have.
We are statistically.
I just watched the Hard Knocks about your
team.
I just watched your GM completely fumble this offseason.
We have the least amount of wins in the NFL in, I think, the last 5 years, I think.
Good. Congratulations.
We are worse than them.
You're playing yourself.
I know. That's why I don't plan on watching a single second of it.
You're going to watch.
I watched the Jets and Giants game last year and immediately took to Twitter and demanded both teams give me 4 hours of my life.
Was the final score 9-6?
Wait, how did you go about demanding that?
I tweeted at them.
Of course you did.
I said, give me the last 4 hours of my life back. You guys wasted it.
The Giants and at the Jets?
Yes, I did.
That's hilarious.
Who won that game last year? Anybody remember? I don't have any idea.
I can tell you everybody lost.
Everyone lost.
Everybody lost.
Was it just a terrible game?
Yes, it was. I think the Jets may have won in overtime. I don't remember.
All right. Very good.
That's too funny.
Player who's fallen the longest and the farthest in fantasy football, according to this sheet. The 17th ranked running back coming into this season is now Austin Eckler.
He's fallen?
Washington. Yeah, that's a long fall for him. He used to be the number one running back.
He's with the Commanders. He's with the Commanders.
I beg your pardon. He's the 31st choice at running back.
He was 17.
Yeah, he's 31st. Are there 30 running backs better than Austin Eckler?
Apparently
so.
Apparently.
All right, more Gwen and Chris on the way. Maybe Tony says even more phone calls. 833-288-0973. We're just kind of hanging out with you today, and you're more than welcome to join us. Talk about whatever's on your mind, the start of your fantasy football league, or your happiness as a Padre fan. It's all next on 97.3 The Fan.
Somebody said you better call Tyrone. Bases clearing double. Puts the Mets up 5-0 in this wild card rendezvous. Fifth inning.
Tyrone Shoelaces.
Taylor?
No, Tyrone Taylor.
Yeah, Tyrone Taylor.
Would be tie your own.
Tie your own shoelaces. Tyrone Shoelaces.
I like what you did there.
I know.
Let's talk a little bit of Olympics as I wait a little bit as Frank can hopefully get the sound that I'm looking for. A lot of things happening, at least in the U.S. fashion. We already gone over the women's soccer team. They're into the quarterfinals against Germany. The men's basketball into the quarterfinals as well. They'll take on Brazil. Who ended up winning the U.S. Volleyball men's? It was up on TV.
Against Brazil.
Yes, they were up 2-1 at one point. So we'll track that score down.
It's over. So I'm assuming they won in four.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it would be about in a fifth set by now.
Okay. Well, good.
It's my prediction.
Well, let's hope that prediction is correct. But there has been some marvelous events. Swimming has held their own in terms of gold medaling. But I think the show that took the cake was the 100-meter dash.
That was unbelievable.
That took place yesterday. It was by far one of the best races I've seen in some time. Let's go to
ever.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the funny thing was, and it was brought to my attention by, of course, Dave Marcus. Do you remember, and I'm Chris, I know you remember, Ben Johnson, when he won and, you know, got caught for cheating? Mm-hmm. The score he got to win that was like 9-7, I believe it was.
Whatever he ran was off the charts for that day.
For that day.
In age.
These nine that raced is probably, I think, the closest thing you can get to the fastest nine men in the world, and it showed in this contest. Here's the call.
He called the wrong winner.
He
is what he did.
The wrong
and he's been apologizing
winner.
For it all day.
Is it Lee Diffie?
Lee Diffie.
Yeah. Lee Diffie.
Yeah, he said Jamaica won it, and they didn't win it. Now, it was so close. I mean, it was unbelievable.
I was about to say, now, in Lee's defense, in fast, in real time on the screen.
You thought the Jamaica
looked
guy
looked
had
like
it.
Jamaica.
You thought he had it?
I did. I did. Now, I was watching, what's the young man's name that won it for USA?
Yeah, Lyle.
Yes, I was watching Lyle start to close the ground the last what? He got the, first of all, he had the worst start of the nine. He was in last place through the 50-meter mark. The last 50 meters was his show. He ran it faster. And the beautiful thing about the Olympics and how NBC is covering it, they have the technology to test their speed, but also tell you when guys are decelerating. Everybody except for Lyles was decelerating the last 30 meters of that race. And that's what allowed him to literally win by, what, a nose?
I would say less than that. I would say less than so unbelievably close. I mean, I've looked at it 50 times. You can't really see the instant where you could stop the film and go, oh, see, his torso is touching the line and right. The other guy's isn't. They both touched the line at the exact same time. I would say that if this would have been back in the day when you mentioned Ben Johnson.
Jamaica would have won.
Well, either Jamaica would have won, or they just wouldn't have been able to determine it, and they would have both got gold medals.
That, I was about to say, somebody said that yesterday.
I don't think they could have determined it 25 years ago. But now they have the technology, and Lyles gets it 9.784. The other guy was 9.789. The third-place guy from the U.S. was 9.81. It wasn't like he was far behind.
No.
I think the other point you were making was Ben Johnson. His time wouldn't even have finished in the race.
It wouldn't have.
He wouldn't have qualified for the race. That's how far they've come. But how exciting was it? And then the shot, I mean, I know everybody's mom, but I don't know why it is. I think it like people like your mom, Tony, for some reason. But his mom, looking up at the clock when his name popped up, and she just went crazy.
Yeah.
She just went absolutely crazy. I don't know why I thought of your mom. But any mom,
yeah,
to go up there and see your son's name pop up because nobody knew who won. Neither of the racers knew.
They were looking up too. Like, what is it going to say? They all knew it was close.
Yeah.
And that was the crazy part. Like, I think we all looked to see who won, who got first, which was tough. But the winner between second, third, and fourth was incredibly close.
Yeah.
I thought that was a terrific race. I feel sorry for my man. Lee Diffie, because that's going to play for quite some time.
It's such an odd mistake for especially Lee to make, because his day job is broadcasting IndyCar racing, motocross.
Stuff that finishes really
Formula
fast.
One.
It's really
so
close.
So it's an odd mistake, but I know you know especially, it doesn't matter how often you do it. You're still...
That's the biggest stage.
When your job is to talk...
Yeah,
are going to make a mistake.
You're going to feel that one.
That's true, but that was an unnecessary mistake, really.
It was.
Because all he had to do was say, that's too close.
He did not have to commit. He didn't.
He would have been accurate.
I was actually surprised that he did commit to it.
Yeah. I had the sound turned low enough, so I didn't hear him say that the other guy won.
Jamaica had won.
I just knew it was really close, and so I was kind of waiting with everybody else until they put it up on the board. But that was awesome. These athletes in the sprinting, them and the swimmers. These swimmers, I don't know how they know, Tony, but when they say set and then shoot the gun. Or in swimming, when they say set and then they
hit a gunshot,
they play the horn or whatever they do, and then they go. You can't mess that up, because if you delay by 6/1000ths of a second, then you don't win the race at the other end.
Yeah,
you got to be perfect on that start.
It's
the same for swimming, because they win these races by the slimmest of margins sometimes.
That's what made Lyle's comeback so impressive. He got a horrific start.
Compared to the other guy.
I mean, they had still shots of him for the first 50 meters playing catch up. And then, that training took over. His God-given gifts took over at that point. It was a tremendous race, man. I really, really enjoyed watching those men run. That was pretty cool.
That was fun.
Gymnastics. Simone Biles finished with a silver in her last event. She ended up losing to a Brazilian. I think the U.S. finished with a silver and gold on, excuse me, silver and bronze on the floor exercise. So it looks like swimming certainly, gymnastics also.
We've done a number on it. I mean, we've got 21 golds now. We got 78 medals. We got 25.
We're running away with the medals.
We got 25 more than anybody in the medal department.
20 golds. China has 21. So China.
So we've closed the gap on China.
I'm sorry,
too.
I read it
China's,
wrong. China 21.
China's leading
USA
the gold
20.
Medal count, but we're leading the overall medal.
It'd be nice if I could read once in a while. It says it right here.
You did play full 18.
And it's, I'm still worn
you're
out.
Little
that's
little
my
tired.
Excuse for everything
you're a
today.
Tired, I get it.
It's my excuse for everything. I'll say one other race that I saw yesterday. I don't know if anybody else caught it out there. It was the bicycle road race for women, I believe. And yeah, it was women's bicycle road because they have so many races. This gal, the American, was in a pack, not a pack, but in the chase duo. There was two cyclists out in front by like 200 yards. They'd broken away with about 3 miles to go. The American was in the next group with another gal. She and that gal worked together with, you know, trading off the lead so that they could, you know, drag the air, whatever they do to, but the two of them worked together to catch up to the first pack with like a mile to go.
Was
so
it
was incredible.
Drifting, right?
Somebody knows better than me. There's so many cyclists out there. I don't want to say the wrong thing here and look like a goofball. But she worked together with the other third place gal. They caught up to the first two with about a mile to go. And then the American just put on a burst like you've never seen. And the other three were like, huh? What? Wait, where'd she go? And it was over. She won the gold. Beautiful.
That's awesome.
Ride. Don't know her name. Sorry about that because I'm just not the cycling guy. But that was fun to watch. That had me – that definitely had my attention. Good job.
I think I saw the U.S. came back in a long distance one that they hadn't won. And forever with an epic comeback, my man like ran through like 10 people at the end to finally win. The USA is doing what we typically do at these Olympics.
We're getting a lot of yells for our for our time.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know what I think we should do right now? I think we should let the people know about what's going on in traffic right now.
I think we should too.
Oh, good idea.
There's some traffic.
We're back. In case anybody's wondering.
I'm looking for this. I don't see it, Mr. Frank.
I mean, I could do it if
you
want.
Yeah, go ahead.
You
handle it then.
Okay. Hey, fantasy football team owners, get ready for the draft with the reception perception. Whether you're in a PPR league or not, wideouts will make or break your fantasy team, so that's why you need to listen to a podcast that specializes in wide receivers. Don't get embarrassed this season with a new tattoo that your friends pick out for you on your behalf. Listen to new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday and get ready for draft day. Follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
The one downer of these Olympics is we got to figure out what we're doing in 3-on-3 basketball.
Have we struggled there?
We struggled mightily.
Okay.
I got to believe that, and there's no disrespect to Jimmy Ferdead and Rick Barry's son. I don't know. It's not Brent. It's one of the ones, different other ones that's out there.
Right.
They got beat by the Netherlands, and I'm trying to figure out when did
can't be losing to the Netherlands in hoops.
I'm just saying, like,
what's
that again?
They got knocked out with that, I think. Right?
They did, yeah. They're out. No,
they got eliminated.
No medal contention.
So
them.
why do no NBA players want to play in the 3-on-3?
I don't know.
Like, you can't get Jaylen Brown and Kawhi Leonard because they got left off the other one. So
that's a good question. Maybe they don't want to play three on three.
They just don't want to play 3-on. Is it going to mess up their game? Like, would it mess up your game to play 3-on-3 when you're used to playing 5-on-5?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think that would be a factor.
I mean, we have a full-on 3-on-3 league in the United States.
Yeah.
Three of those guys can go down
there
and play.
Get some of those guys in there.
I did notice that I don't know. Again, I don't know which Barry it was, but he was doing his father's free throw shot from like the granny.
No, the granny shot?
He was shooting like that in the 3-on-3 tournament. Yeah. That's when I knew we might be in trouble.
That's when you thought we could be in trouble. I saw the guy in the pole vault set the all-time record in the pole vault.
A lot going on in pole vault.
I like pole vault. I don't really understand how anybody grows up wanting to be a pole vaulter. Like, I don't know how you get into that. And how, like...
I know one guy who probably wants to get out of it right now.
Did you see my man get eliminated?
No. Did he have a kind of a disastrous run?
So the guy, I think it was, he was French, I think, right?
I don't know what I know he's well known now at this point.
He was in blue.
he was feeling blue or he blew?
He was
in blue and then he was feeling blue.
Okay.
He jumped over the bar.
He got over it.
Cleared it fine, no problem.
Right.
All but a very specific part of him cleared the bar, and that's what ended up hitting the bar and knocking it off.
That was it?
Yes.
That was it. He fully got his feet over, his knees, his thighs, and then it was
clear as day that was what happened?
Yes,
and then clear as day.
Clear as day that was just one problem.
And before he even hit the pad, you can see his body just go like, I can't believe this.
It's not. That's usually not a problem in any other walk of life, but it was a problem at that moment.
He's going to be known for a lot of other things than pole vaulting at this point, but it didn't. Let's just say it didn't end well for him.
That's a shame. That's a shame. This guy Duplantis set the record with 20 feet 6 inches. Here's how remarkable you have to be pole vaulting. The first vaulter ever to clear 20 feet was Sergei Bubka. He was like one of the great pole vaulters ever, Soviet Union guy. He cleared it in 1991, 33 years ago.
Yeah.
And 33 years later, this guy got to 20 feet 6 inches. They've gone 6 inches in 33 years.
Yeah, it's a little hasn't quite had the advancement as some of the other sports, huh?
And it's just slow, but he got up there and he did it. It's hard to follow what your guys' story was about the guy not making it.
How is that hard to follow? I made that as PG-friendly as possible.
No, I followed. I understood it. I just said it's hard to follow it.
I was like, I can't make it more radio friendly than that.
That's pretty good right there, explaining it without explaining it.
Yeah, you did good. You did well.
By the way, the fact that you had to do math for 1991, I was born in 92. You know how old that makes me feel?
I mean,
how old it makes you feel.
That's the fact that you had to
do math.
It's
not really the story I'm concerned about at this point.
How old does it make us feel that you were born in 92?
I'm not as old as it makes me feel to hear someone at the Olympics just won a gold medal. It was probably born in 2015.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the way life goes these days. Padres off today. They're back in action tomorrow. Get a chance to see Dylan Cease try to pick up where this ball club left off before heading to lovely Pittsburgh. I hope my guys are enjoying their off day in the lovely city.
I love Pittsburgh. I love the downtown of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful.
Beautiful ballpark.
Yeah. Ballpark's in a great location there.
It sounds like, last couple of years they've been working on the bridge, so it hasn't been...
you haven't been able to go over that bridge?
Yeah, you've been able to go over one of them. They had one of them kind of... And it's been construction on it. I think you can't drive on it. You can walk over it, but...
Really? That's big. Driving over that bridge is one of life's little pleasures.
Yeah. No, Padres back in action. They got Pittsburgh, then they head to Miami before coming home for a quick 3-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. So you're going to see a lot of the Pirates here.
Six of the next 10 days.
And then the Padres will head back to Colorado for a short road trip. So
Padres are looking to kind of eliminate the Pirates right here. Pirates are about 3 games behind them. The Padres do some damage. They could knock them out of the running.
Yeah, this hasn't been a place the Padres have played well in here in the last few years, it feels like. I don't know.
Hopefully. It's a whole new ball club, Tony.
It is. It is, very much so. Can't wait to hear more information on Toddy. It's been kind of quiet in terms of his return, but we are starting to see him pop up a little bit more, so that usually means we're getting
closer. He's getting closer?
Yeah, no doubt. All right.
I hope you're right.
Through the 3 o'clock hour, into the 4, we got a Chris versus the Fan coming up next. 833-288-0973 if you want to participate. Or getting Chris on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.